Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. You see it all around you. Good love and all that. And usually it's too late when you realize what you had.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm very excited about having our good friend Bill Treasurer back on the show, Giant Leap Consulting, author of Leaders Open Doors, also Courage Goes to Work. Those are just two of his several books he's written. And his friend, he's brought along his friend Captain John Havlick, retired Navy SEAL, Navy officer, 30-plus years of service to this country, to a grateful nation. Bill, John, thank you both for being here. We're talking about your new book, The Leadership Killer, Reclaiming Humility in an Age of Arrogance. We have in America, I'm afraid to say, an amazing deficit of leadership, from especially at the top levels. We've lost so many of our institutions, guys, faith in our institutions. Washington is just like a vacuum for leadership. Is the way back humility, John?
I think it's a little bit of a humility, and I think we've lost the accountability. You know, people get away with too much now. I grew up in the Navy where a ship CO, ship runs aground, he's asleep, he's gone. You know,
yeah.
Native state. So I think it's a lack of humility and a lack of accountability.
They, as an officer in the military, they taught you that everything that your unit did or fails to do was your responsibility, and that's a creed that should be extended to more discipline, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you're the man. You know, they call you the commanding officer for a reason, mm-hmm. and you're accountable for everything. So, yep.
Bill, in the book, you guys talk about some of the things to help you accomplish some humility, and one of the things you identify is show your warts. You know, if you can find a way to be a real human being, with the power of the leadership, with the ability to, you know, to hire and fire and sign the fronts of checks and promote people and that sort of, if you have that kind of influence, and you can still show your humanity and your warts. That's power, isn't it?
It is, and you know, to use a term that is uncomfortable for some leaders is this idea of vulnerability. The idea that you show the parts of yourself that are not perfect, that have made mistakes, that are really relatable to people that are groping their way into the workforce. You know, I worked for a guy in my first job in organizational development, Dr. Henry L. Thompson, who had done two tours in Vietnam. In covert operations. He's written a book called The Stress Effect. He's really a good guy. And when I first started working for him, you know, he called me by my last name. He spoke in very clipped militaristic terms and such. And I didn't know if the guy really cared about me. And then one day we were driving up to the North Georgia mountains and he said, "Treasure, would you mind if I put on some music?" And I said, "No, sir." And I thought I was going to be listening to, you know, old time gospel music for 2 hours. Instead, he put on Creedence Clearwater Revival, and for two hours, he told me war stories, and he was just Dick Dixon. He at that moment, you know, he took off the mask, and for 2 hours, you know, he shared his vulnerability, and that's all it took. When we closed the door to the car, I was back to being treasurer and such. But you know, every now and then, you got to step out of the role of leader and be the role of the human being to connect with the people that you're leading. And that means showing your warts. Sometimes.
The book is called The Leadership Killer, Reclaiming Humility in an Age of Arrogance. Bill, where is it available, please?
Oh, you can get it at any online retailer. You can go to our website. John and I have a website, leadershipkiller.com. There's plenty of places they can find that book.
Check that out.
Leadershipkiller.com.
John, I know a number of CEOs. I know a number of C-suite executives who are successful in their businesses in any given year, but all the ones I know who sustain that leadership year after year after year, with people coming and going, Every one of those that I know who have that, you can say that about them. Every one of them, I consider to be servant leaders. What do you think?
I think you're pretty spot on. You know, I think the most successful people are the most, they remember their humility, they remember their roots, and they try to just be good people. Like we say, you don't have to be a bad person. A good leader doesn't have to be a bad person, you know. So I agree with you.
Well, another thing that you guys talk about is something, it's a term that I focus on all the time on this show, and that's the concept of thank you, Bill.
Oh, yeah, gratitude. You know, because at the end of the day, leaders need followers more than followers need leaders. It's your very success as a leader is going to be determined by the people who are doing the work on your behalf. So you've got to make sure that you express gratitude, even if the best you can do is acknowledge the hard work they've done, and to let them know that you see it, that you're not blind to it, that you recognize that they're doing hard work and that they're helping all of the mission be successful. So gratitude is essential for leadership.
Captain John Havlick, thank you for being here on the show. Congratulations on the book. Congratulations on your renewed friendship with my old friend, Bill Treasurer. Congratulations, Bill, on The Leadership Killer, Reclaiming Humility in the Age of Arrogance. I'm proud you guys told us about the book, and I hope you can come back soon. You too, John. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen, and Captain John Havlick. We'll get them back again another day. This is an important topic. We can't talk too much about humility, about how do we defeat arrogance in this day and time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.